Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, for the Universal Spiritual Connection Show. Mahalo to all the listeners of bbsradio.com. Our call-in numbers are, for the U.S., is 877-876-5227, and for Canada, it is 888-810-8322. And our direct line to bbsradio.com is area code 530-876-3222. And for all the listeners today, you'll be able to communicate with me as well with Quick Chat with BBS Fast Chat located on the home page just below the toll-free numbers. We would love to hear from you today. We've got a very exciting show. And before I get started today, I have a few announcements that I would like to share with all of you for tuning in to this show. And first and foremost, I would truly like to extend my gratitude to BBSRadio.com and to Don for all the great work that not only does he do for my show, but for all of us radio hosts. For he is the foundation of allowing each of us to bring forth this incredibly powerful information to each and every one of you worldwide. I'd like to announce that on March the 6th, Myrna Lou is joining us with the Universal Connection Show. And what she's going to be doing, she is one of the most profound palm readers I have ever come across, and she does the ancient readings of palm reading. And I have been very, very impressed with how accurate her readings are. And what I have found as I explored palm reading with Myrna Lou is that I realized that we actually walk each and every day with our divine blueprints right there in our hands. So what she'd like for all of you to do is to scan your dominant hand, whichever it is, right or left. But when you get ready to send your email to her, make sure that you have the name show, full name, first, middle, and last name, including your birth date. And please do not forget to also give us the year that you were all born in. Now, her email address is H as in horse, M as in Mary, G as in good, at P as in Paul, R-I, V as in victory, A-T-E-I.com. And let me repeat that one more time for all of you. And that is H-M-G at P as in Paul, R-I, V as in victory, A-T-E-I.com. And once again, that show will be with us on March the 6th. And the guest is Myrna Lou, and you do not want to miss this show. And for the ones of the listeners that are familiar with Myrna Lou, she has asked me to announce this as well, is that it's been a while, for about a year, I would say, that she has read your palms, and she has asked and requested that you go ahead and scan your palm and send it to her. And I was so intrigued when she told me that a lot of the new paths that we're on are actually showing up in our palms and also in the actual mission and purpose that we will be fulfilling in this lifetime. So I know that all of you are very excited that Myrna Lou will be joining us, and I am excited to see the show come forth. On that note, now, most of you are indeed very familiar with my special guest of today's show, but it is always such an incredible honor, and I ask that each of you today sit back, relax, take some deep breaths, and release all the stress, the burdens in your lives today. And I ask that you focus and listen with your heart, not with your ears. You do not want to miss this incredible and most powerful information, and it could not come at a better time for all of us. And so let me give you some history of my guest, which is indeed Blue Thunder. Now, he has become an incredible, powerful voice for Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is indeed waiting for her children to awaken from a deep sleep. All things are indeed related. Mother Earth is a great purifier and will always try to heal herself. She is indeed asking that all nations assist her in reconnecting humanity's love, peace, and harmony with the presence of the sun, the moon, the planets, and the stars. Blue Thunder has dedicated his entire life in walking with Mother Earth in the process of her healing. So we ask that this day that each of you join us and make a commitment to walk as well, not only with Blue Thunder, but with Mother Earth and helping her to heal, balance, and in harmony. Now, Blue Thunder is a wisdom keeper of the Eastern Shoshone tribe. He is a member of the Spiritual Elders of Mother Earth, an organization of indigenous prophecy carriers of North America. Now, Earth disasters are indeed occurring with greater and greater frequencies and intensity. Negative actions have damaged or destroyed the sacred sound of harmony and the electromagnetic balance of the land. All vibrations travel through the Earth, so what takes place here is indeed a direct relationship to what takes place all over the world. These powerful vibrations of war and greed rob not only us, but the land of its minerals and resources, causing Mother Earth to fall from harmony and balance. We ask you this day to make yourselves committed to helping Mother Earth. Now, what is really intriguing, and I have just been in awe, is the dedication and the selfless act upon Mother Earth that Blue Thunder has dedicated himself to actually create one of the world's largest, and I mean world's largest, medicine wheel that covers over 100 miles of well-known mountain peaks and bodies of water. Now, I have actually posted the map of the United States showing the actual magnitude of this medicine wheel and the amount of area that this medicine wheel it does indeed carry. Now, with that note, I ask that each of you please help me to give Blue Thunder, the elder of the Shoshone tribe, a warm welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, there, Sister Leilani. That was a great introduction with how the Earth works. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, it is always such an honor, and I tell you, words a lot of times do not do justice in the way I truly feel, and I always work on capturing the depth of the love that I have for the works you are doing, the compassion for Mother Earth, and for all my sisters and brothers, no matter what culture and what belief that they may have. And I am so grateful to you, Blue Thunder, for being the voice of bringing all nations together. So we honor you this day.
Oh, thank you. I honor each and every one the same and similar as we move forward into the great spirits, our energy force that's coming down as our life force that's given to us is now given the great messages like the Mayan tablets of December 2012 will be a time when the energy will be here at a full force. It's rising now, going towards 212. It's been happening for a while now, and many people are feeling that energy. And I feel like they're jumping out of their skin. So this is the energy that we're to utilize with our thoughts and emotions that helps heal the earth and the sacred sites with these circle ceremonies that we've been working on that help to alleviate the super volcano energy and that volcanic seismic activity on May 8, 2004.
And say that date once again for us, please, Blue Thunder, because I want to make sure that our listeners write this down, because this is very important information for all of us.
Yes, on May 8, 2004, we had a ceremony that encompassed a 600-mile radius around the Grand Tetons that travels all the way out to Mount Shasta, as far south as the San Francisco Peaks, Flagstaff, Arizona, and up into Okanagan Lake, up into Canada, and then, you know, way out on 19 places in the circle. So when we vibrated the earth with our prayers and thoughts, with drums, our songs, all sacred instruments of all nations coming together, the dream said that Mother Earth would now calm the volcano and the energy would subside. And what happened was that, and that volcanic activity left, and the scientists said it was only a coincidence. And we predicted that this would happen because that was the dream. So I predicted that would take place back in November of 2003. And I traveled since November 2003 until May 8, 2004, talking to many tribal nations and, you know, the indigenous nations in that circle and far and wide around the world. A message went out. So many people were sending messages. So they supported the ceremony worldwide on their sacred sites with the protocols and the dreams and the vision that came. And so it was a huge worldwide event that helped alleviate this energy that the scientists were saying, if it did explode, that volcano in Yellowstone, it would be 200 times the size of Mount St. Helens.
Wow. Let me ask you this. You know, I've had this question probing my mind ever since, you know, I knew you were coming onto this show. And, you know, a lot of times it can be a bit of a challenge for all of us, even for myself at times, on being able to talk about events that we're all facing today without us all going into fear. Now, one of the things that I would like to explore today, and I've told all my listeners, that knowledge is indeed power. And what do we do with this power? We take this power to empower ourselves as individuals and then collectively and widen that radius in encompassing of all humanity, of all nations and tribes throughout this planet. How are we able to talk about the things that we are facing today without stepping into those fears of not wanting to really understand what is happening on the planet Earth today?
Well, that's quite a big question to answer. You know, the energies are so strong that whatever we think is what we make, and it's kind of goes back to history. Like I mentioned the story of what happened, that when we all came together because of this dream, it was we who did it. It wasn't me. I was part of it, yes, but the thing was, it was the people, so it was we, us, who had the love and the energy within us and our thoughts is power, which makes things happen. So whatever we think is what we make happen. It's called alchemy. And that's the way it has always been. But many of our nations forgot. And right now we're beginning to remember because of many people would awaken in these days to bring the remembrance of how this works. And so now people are getting out of their sadness and sorrow and pain by not going into fear, because fear is what gives us a problem of not understanding. If we have a thought like, I'm going to be in misery, I'm going to be in poverty, or I have to stand in the welfare line, or I have to stand in the unemployment line, and you think that's what you're going to be like, well, that's what you will make for yourselves. And so there's been many things out now bringing these messages in these sacred DVDs and documentaries that are being made to bring the awareness to the forefront. Well, these are just new, but back in 2003 and 4, there wasn't much of that information out in the way that I knew of, but we sent this message out to the Harmonic Concordance people in 2003, and they sent it worldwide. So through the thoughts of the people, the vibrations and the sounds that we brought in was love and peace and harmony with sound and vibration, which is acupuncture, acupressure ceremony. Like the body gets acupuncture, acupressure ceremonies. It that puts the electrical magnetic meridians together in the body so that the circulation could flow, the nerves charge, the congestion goes away where they're congested, and then the blood flows is like the water flowing and the energy flows, and then health happens to the body because it has been taken out of harmony. Well, the earth is the same because of the energy of the electrical magnetic energy lines or the spirit lines or the song lines or the harmonizing lines that connect in those energy lines called ley lines that the dowsers use with their rods. When they cross one of those energy lines, those rods will point towards each other. So those lines are real. And so now when we can understand that, and everything is put together in circles, like our body, our cells, but they're not growing together. They're held together by water separately, but yet they communicate in oneness. And so do the sacred sites. They're all put together in circles. So the Grand Teton is in the center. I call it the Magnificent 19 plus 1 equals 20 Medicine Wheel Ceremony, which is also the Grand Teton Medicine Wheel Ceremony, that all those cells connect in a circle. If you draw a line, they make a circle. Now, inside that circle is another half circle, comes in and touches the center and then goes out to way outside the circle, because everything is connected in circles, like the flower of life symbol that many people are studying and following now, that is in Egypt, in the pyramids over there. So with this symbol, it's in the rock art and the petroglyphs also. And now what I was given and was in dreams, and I was honored because of however that happened. These dreams came, and it's talking about the rock art, the petroglyphs, our sacred sites, and how everything connects in circles within circles. And so those circles have been broken. And so the circles is the broken hoop that has been broken because of what happened in the history of the last 500 years to humanity, through development, through wars and fighting, that took the real truth of how the earth works away, which was within the indigenous nations. And at this time, the prophecy said that it would return within the seventh fire, seven generations back, which is 500 years.
So that brings to mind, and let's just kind of dive into this just a little bit deeper, if we may. What brought to mind when you were sharing about the ley lines and the meridians and so forth, it was going through my mind about, well, why would this be so critically important for Mother Earth and this up for us as a human being? And what visual I received was, okay, let's visualize someone damming up a river. And what happens is when you create a block of the natural flow of things, then it creates a backup behind the restricted block that's been placed there. So what happens from that point is you continue to have a build-up until you have this massive explosion that is going on. With your own words, can you go into a little bit deeper why the work that you're doing and all the others that have joined together with you, why it's so critical and important for not only Mother Earth, but for each of us that resides here on this planet?
Well, we have been told to the indigenous nations, elders and our ancestors way back, as far as they could remember, is always to protect the sacred sites, because they hold electrical magnetic energy, which is the life force of all things, is that charge, which is called spirit. That spirit is within the air and the oxygen.
Yes.
That's the wind. So it's in the earth, it's in the soil, and the particles called crystals, the iron, the different makeup of the genetic makeup of the earth, the DNA, what the earth is made of. So that represents the earth, and that charge is in that element. It's also in the fire, which is the lava flow, which is the veins of the earth. Like our veins, the blood of our life force is the blood, and the life force of the earth is the water veins and also the lava veins. And all things work with this energy. It's how the water works, the wind works, the earth, wind, fire, and water, in other words. So they all have that energy force, but when we congest the river or put a dam across it, we hold back the electrical magnetic energy, and that energy charges all of the particles to give the earth its life charge, or the life force that gives us our life, because we're electrical magnetic energy. And so are the trees. They need that charge to grow. So do the animals, the plants, everything, the birds. Every microorganism needs that. If they don't have that, then those places decay and then they die. So we have the problems of viruses and illnesses and sicknesses that now come into the communities, come into the land. And then with the development of digging holes into the earth, that congests the energy, and that energy of that mineral like gold or silver, uranium, coal, oil, that holds that charge together there to give us that charge that gives purity to the earth and now charges us also. So if there's something that we need for food and subsistence and something's wrong and we need rain, water, snow, or springs, or need purity, we use that energy which gives us our charge in our hearts to send the thought to our minds to make purity, to make all things pure. And as the people remember in history, when they came to America, the different nations, there was no illness and sicknesses and viruses here. And why was it? Was because the tribal nations knew that, and they didn't mine or develop what they're doing now. So now, I think the materialistic view and attitude that came in now can be understood of why we talk about, this is why it's important to protect the sacred sites, because they hold the life force of the energy that we carry to keep the earth in pristine ways, and so we don't have what's going on now. Volcanoes, tornadoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, cyclones, hurricanes, and that kind of action coming in with the viruses and the illness and the sicknesses because we disconnected the energy, and so we have a dark zone now that doesn't have a charge in it. It's like a car that you leave the door open, the dome light's on, you leave it open all night, the energy will leak out of the battery or discharge it. And when you get in the car in the morning to start it, it won't start because it doesn't have the charge in the battery anymore. Well, the sacred sites are the same. If you dig a hole in it, that energy leaks out, and that energy connects to the ley lines that charge the whole earth, that give the cells its life, that gives us our life and everything in it for subsistence and our livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that works in a way of an analogy. But the main thing is also that on those sacred sites, it's where we communicate with our ancestors from the star nations of what we need to do, what we came to the earth for. We communicate like Moses did. He went to the top of the mountain. Other leaders like that in the past history, they all went to their sacred mountains or sacred sites and communicated. But once we disconnect that energy around there, then that sacred site doesn't work anymore. Similar to what's happening with the Black Hills with Lakota Dakota over Bear Butte. The bad sound and bad vibration brings the vibration down so that hurts that area, and how we can protect it is taking information like this, I believe, for people to consider how that works and then bring it to the forefront and bring this awareness into being.
And you know, it's really interesting because, you know, I've said it before on this show the listeners of this show have heard me say it for the almost past 2 years, is that, you know, we're all responsible in joining together side by side each other, and how important it is for all of us to put our weapons down, and you know, and it's written in the Bible, when two or more gather, there is indeed power. And so how do we achieve Blue Thunder? To put that call out to all the tribes, even white, yellow, the African Americans, the Hawaiians, all of us, every one of us, how do we help them to understand how important it is for all of us to put our weapons down, to share the wisdom and the knowledge of the prophecies so that we can all make a difference on the planet?
Well, I think what needs to be taken into consideration for the many indigenous nations is to understand that we offered our hands in peace to all nations that came to the Americas as our ancestors did and never fought. And even when they took our lands, we still stayed in peace. And then what happened was the rest who didn't stay in peace, we trickled down from the last 7 generations, for instance, and we turned to war, anger, hatred, jealousy, and had to protect ourselves. Because they were, the genocide thing happened. So when they did those things protect themselves, then the negativity and the anger and hatred fell into us, and now we put war on the feathers and call them war bonnets when there was never such a thing. That thing just came into being now, that those feathers have been cursed because they've been put blood on them. When those feathers are from the white eagle of sacredness and peace and love and not for war, and then we cursed ourselves. And to take some of this kind of information into consideration and really think about it and why it would be important for us in the last days of the fourth world, which is now, and the messages that have come in the dreams and visions to myself and many others I hear, and it's also been in the prophecies of the seven fire prophecies and the warrior of the rainbow prophecies, that says those who will now move out of this pattern of thinking for the last seven generations, that we fell into darkness with our attitudes towards each other, we're not into peace, that we would change now and let all those differences go against Columbus type stuff, or about the black stuff, or the yellow nations, or whatever it was that we had, all those nations would do the same and similar. But in America's, the prophecies mention that the indigenous nations hold the fail-safe key to bringing peace to the whole world because they still understand earth wisdom and earth knowledge, which the other nations understood also, but they fell from that wisdom. And what we would do would help them remember what that meant, but not telling them how to be or what to do, but asking them to consider. And they would move forward with when we would talk about how and why and the cause and effect of what things took place in history, how they took place, in other words, and what we would reflect upon now would be we would still be in peace, and when we would be in peace, that would reflect, if we didn't, the sacred sites would fall apart, and the energy that gives us our life and everything would fall apart, and we would destroy ourselves, and nature would come in with the tornadoes and hurricanes and earthquakes and all that kind of stuff, and fix what's wrong there. So that means many people could die and perish. But those ones who don't come into order, it's repurification time, and they will leave the planet. It doesn't make any difference what color they are.
Yes.
When the Earth decides to move, Mother Earth, she's going to do her best and give messages for those to move forward in peace, and those ones who don't, well, they don't serve a purpose here, so their souls are taken back or their spirit, and they're regenerated. Remember, in the circle of the sacred hoop, life is forever. There's no beginning and no end. But they come back again wherever it's deemed to the great spirit that they will be.
Yes. Well, on that thought, I want you to hold your thought for a moment. I'm going to give you a three-minute break. And while I've given you that break, I'm going to communicate with the listeners. And if you would join us back in about 3 minutes, I would really appreciate it. In the meantime, it'll give me the opportunity to connect with my listeners.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so excited and thrilled to have each of you here today with me and with this show. And, you know, one of the things, I'm so grateful that Blue Thunder has come forth to share his wisdom and knowledge, to share with all of us the selfless work that is being done 24/7. And I mean this man literally travels around the world dedicating his life not only to Mother Earth, but to each one of us. And, you know, I've had these deep probing thoughts that keep running through my mind. And I would just like to be able to ask all of us, and this includes myself as an individual and also collectively, I mean, what does it really take for us to really take a good look at the issues at hand that not just myself, but all of us are facing today? How do we go about talking about uncomfortable situations without each of us going into that space of fear? I sometimes wonder, is that why our government and churches have continuously attempted to hide the truth from each of us? Did we command that from our government and our churches to say, okay, we got the equation that you guys cannot handle breaking down the walls of illusion and really taking a good look at the truth. I, for myself, am ready to see the truth. I'm at this point in my life, I'm ready to take full responsibility, not only for myself as a person, but standing with all of you to claim that. And, you know, I thought about this. And I thought, wow, let's all really just take a real deep thought and dive into these questions I've asked each of you this day is that, do they know something that we don't know? Is that why they have chosen to hide this? Is that why they keep creating devices to keep us so entangled in prisons of our own? And what I mean by keeping us in our own prisons is that, you know, look at all the things in our everyday life that keeps wanting to snare us into this web of a trap. We get so inundated of trying to hold a job from 8 to 5 every day and all the demands that we keep placing on each other or the expectations of the way we think things should look like or unfold. Why is it that we continuously do this? I do realize one very important component here is that if we weren't truly as powerful as we keep telling that we're being told, and just think about this now, we and you and I have the power out of a blink of an eye, of a human eye, to change our world that quickly. No wonder why they continue creating these devices to keep us caught in this web. Why is it that we continuously want to create illusions? I was speaking to a woman the other day, and she says, oh, my God, I don't want to know about it. I want to pretend it's not real. I want to pretend that we're not headed for earth changes. These are incredible, powerful times for all of us. If we can all just break those walls of illusions down and really see the magnificence, the miracles that are unfolding, not only for me, but for each and every one of you. These are the moments that you and I have walked together as in unison with each other for these days to unfold. Our earth is changing. Yes, it is. Our lives are changing. Yes, you bet. God is saying, I am reclaiming my land, my people. Just think about how the glory of us being able to walk and live on with Mother Earth in harmony and peace and unconditional love with no competition, no war, no greed. I can only fantasize at this moment. But you know what? No matter what comes across my path, I will continue walking forward because that's why I'm here, is to help in any way that I can to make a difference, not for just myself, but for Mother Earth, for each and every one of you. And I ask this day that you join hand in hand this day to help Mother Earth. Blue Thunder and all the elders, they work tirelessly for all of us, for Mother Earth. They travel. They at times need our help and our support. It only takes a little of our time, our efforts, even our financial resources to support these wonderful people that are helping us each and every day. It's just amazing, and I'm just in awe of all the wonderful changes that we all are facing this day. And I really want to thank you for allowing me to connect heart to heart with each of you on these subjects, because I've always said to all of you, we are the power. We are the ones that are here to make these changes take place. We are all experts in our own right. We're all the ascended masters walking on this planet this day. I want you to just sit there for a moment and think about these things. How do we break those walls down? How do we say no to fear? How do we say no more of our sisters and brothers losing their homes, not able to feed their children, how to take care of their families? did we all realize that we have neighbors around us that are hungry, that go to bed without any food? It's amazing the things that are happening around us that we're not always necessarily aware of. Let's all make that commitment today to become more and more aware of our surroundings, of our sisters and brothers. Let's all put our weapons down this day. And I call to all the nations, to all the tribes, to all cultures and beliefs, let's all join together. I speak to the elders of all nations to bring forth your wisdom. Share with us the wisdom and the knowledge and the prophecies. Show us the way how we can empower not only ourselves, but together as a collective consciousness. How may we serve the elders of our nations? And we'll have Blue Thunder joining us again. If any of you would like to call in, the toll-free numbers for the U.S. is 877-876-5227. Canada is 888-810-8322. And our direct line is area code 530-876-3222, or you're more than welcome to chat with me on the BBS Fast Chat. I am just so thrilled about all of this, and I am so grateful that you have allowed me to touch you this day. And please grab my hand today. Let's all make the choice this day to live our lives with unconditional love, to let go of the wars, putting our weapons down, the greed and the competition, and all of those things that keep us locked up in this web. I just wish you could really feel that from me. I know for myself that I'm just a human being, and I have my own eras in life as well. And there's been a lot of eras that I have shared with all of you to give you the hope that you can do this. You can support your families, your loved ones. They want us to believe that there is no money. There is not enough food to go around. Let's this day say no to all of those things. Are you with us now, Blue Thunder? Okay, we'll continue talking. And one of the other things that I would like for you to think about today is visiting Blue Thunder's website. Go and check that out. Go and make it your business today to find out about this incredible medicine wheel that's here to heal everybody on this planet. But most of all, Mother is calling to each of us. She has loved us. She has nurtured us through many eons of time, and what an incredible gift that she has given to all of us. So we ask you this day to please join us. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to say please. I know that you guys are really getting this, and you know, I think about this all the time as well. What an insult to our intelligence that they don't know that we are growing to understand that we are indeed claiming our power. It's just incredible. So, anyway, we'll be having Blue Thunder joining us in a moment here. So if you would like to ask Blue Thunder himself any questions about the work he's doing, bring it forth. Let us hear what your questions are. Open your hearts this day and let us understand where your thoughts are. Ask us questions so you'll have a better understanding of what is happening on our planet this day. Isn't this incredible? I just love it. So today, Blue Thunder has asked that each of you stand up and support him in helping Mother Earth. He's having a special event in Mount Shasta. And we hope that each of you will come and join us there. The elders need your support. there are a lot of the elders in these tribes that are not willing to come out just yet to even share the prophecies and the understandings that they have. And that concerns me sometimes. And we have to all stand together as a nation. Are you there with me now, Blue Thunder?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
I've been really probing and throwing out a whole lot of questions out there for the listeners to really think about this day.
I think you put some great awareness out there. And, you know, I like you, kind of what you said was, like we almost got to beg the people to open their minds and their hearts because of what's happened in the educational department. We've been kind of taken out of the perspective of how thoughts and emotions work, and Mother Earth has more than enough food for everyone, and that's one of the main messages that she has given, messages to myself and to many others of the past, and as we go into the future, many more will get these informational words in their heads. It's called intuition, ESP, whatever you want to call it. It's called the spiritual side of how things work, and that's just the way it is. We don't need to go to doctors and say, I got hearing these voices, and the doctor says, here, take this, you won't hear them anymore. That fixes them, and if they still hear the voices, then they got to get shock treatments. That'll fix them. You won't hear it anymore.
You know what? I have to tell you this. They'd love to do it, too, wouldn't they?
Well, they've been doing it for a while, and they're still continuing to do it, you know. And now is the time the prophecies say that we will take care of the earth, wind, fire, and water, because in the last days we're going to need to take care of the three sisters and the rest of the plants and the food and medicine plants, especially, that we're going to need them because the pharmaceuticals have poisons and toxins along with the food, and it's being controlled by you-know-who. And we're putting those toxins in us every day. And if the trucks quit running, the trains and the planes that haul all that, which is prophesied will happen, what will the people do for food? Well, they will eat each other. And many other things will happen. And that's the prophecies. But now is the time, I believe, for many to consider and not say, please, 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 but say, for me, is saying, please think about this again and again and consider how this works and what is common sense for the future, for their children, for their children's children.
Well, and the interesting thing, too, is, you know, I would like to bring this to the attention of all our listeners today, is that you meet up with a lot of challenges in the work that you do. Are you comfortable today in sharing some of those challenges with our listeners?
Yes, I am, and it may be painful to some of the listeners, you know, the general public out there, some of the things I went through, and all these things is a reflection to teach what's needed. And, you know, I've had my life threatened. I've had things happen to me and told never to come back and that kind of stuff within the indigenous nations. And who do I think I am, Jesus Christ or somebody like that? And I said, no, I'm a messenger that has dreams and visions that asked me to come over here. And this is the traditions that we were to do, is the protocols was come to you, and across this line was where your stewardship of your homelands was. I'd cross over, and when I come in here, I would offer this tobacco, this offering, and ask you to consider this message that came that would benefit your people and ours, and for you to think about this. And so this is what the dream of the message was, and then presented. Well, some of them have gotten this kind of information and that I've given, and it's like almost threatening to them because of their thinking patterns and how they believe things should be, which is what the prophecy said was going to happen to the people at this time.
So what is it, this dark cloud? Because that's what I feel, is that, you know, we continuously get bombarded by all these frequencies, and of course we know where a lot of that comes from. And I do know that these frequencies are to try to control our minds, try to keep us in that fear and lack of and not believing in ourselves as individuals. how do we break through this dark cloud that seems to try and keep the ones that have the powerful information so they can bring this information forward?
Well, right now, I believe it's important for people to think about and consider what's happened in history and what's really taken place with the Earth is everything is in perfect order. And I used to not like that when I'd hear that with the other nations, especially going to the white nations. Say, oh, everything is in divine order. It's just the way it's supposed to be. I'd say,
yeah,
how can
okay.
it be like that? You keep saying that. Well, I finally came to terms and asking and vision questing. And so what I saw and heard was this, was that when, like, for instance, the polar caps are melting, that's good. But what's bad is a reflection of what's happening. And so there is no good or bad. It's only a reflection of both left and right, of negative and positive, that brings awareness of what to do now and to move forward with peace and love and harmony, and to understand or take into consideration, I shouldn't say understand, because of how and why things are working and what's going to happen to the planet. And because we took those electrical magnetic energy lines out of balance, that means even us ourselves, even Native Americans, are working in construction, bulldozing, making highways, open pit mines, et cetera, et cetera. They're working in the oil fields. They're destroying the earth, and then on the weekends they go back to the ceremonies protecting the earth. And so what does that mean? That means many have forgotten. And so I was one of them. But the thing is, what I'm trying to get at and bring a representation of a thinking process or a thought that people can understand, that the earth is going into a pristine climate where there's not going to be any harsh weather that's ever going to hurt us again, because we're going back to how the earth was in perfect order at one time and everything grew 24/7. Everything will be given back to us. We don't have to worry about harsh weather. We don't have to worry about any of that. And
yes,
it's going to be tough for those nations who did live in the polar caps, and especially with the polar bears, but they will be taken care of, because remember, their spirit is forever, and they will be reintroduced in a new way back to the earthly plane, and they will have their rightful place in the kingdoms of the great spirit that allowed them to come here, as Mother Earth accepted them to be on the planet as part of her creation.
Well, you know what I've noticed as well is, I mean, you know, each year, you know, and you couldn't have said it any better, you know, the frequencies of Mother Earth process is becoming more intense and more intense. And I do know that this is her message of what, as well to us, in the regards of, you know, like, she's asking the people of the earth to move away, further away from the ocean fronts. You know, there's all kinds of signs that she's giving to us. I do know that sometimes that's why some of the fires are that we've dealt with fires, massive fires here on the planet, because that's another sign that she's saying, pay attention, you know, I'm about to make a major shift here.
Right, and that's the energy of the people of the area that's causing the problem. So she's going to get rid of the problem that's causing the problem. And the messages are, if we heal the problem, we'll soften the blow to the volcanoes, to hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. When we heal the energy and take out the negative vibration, because everything holds consciousness, that means every thought we put into the earth is there, and it would have to be purified by the earth, wind, fire, and water now. Or we would use the creation ceremonies with the tribal nations to go in there and do the vibration and sound of the drums or thought with all the people together. And whatever we thought is what we would make. And that's like the DVD that's out now. It's so simple for people to look at and say, this is what the tribal nations have been trying to say ever since they came here. Remember what you say. Be careful, because you can make it happen. And what's happening now, this movie coming out, like the DVD of, what's it called, The Secret.
Oh, yeah.
About that thought. But now, when people can realize this, they have to have something in the 3D, something they could feel or see to make them believe. And with the tribal nations, when I've heard of them seeing that DVD, like, oh, man, this is powerful. It's like, well, now they're beginning to remember why it's so important to let any of that negativity go. And remember that our elders who passed away had a lot of the information, and then we got mixed up into brainwashed in education and other things, and that stuff came in through Christianity and other forms of things that now melted into our ceremonies, and now we wonder why we're fighting each other and not coming together. Is was plain to see.
Yes, and you know, the thing is I'm just amazed on how many people don't even realize that we have a much higher law, and that's the universal laws. And the secret is a great example of cause and effects. What right. you thinketh, you draw upon you.
Right, that's what they said in that DVD. I watched it myself. It's called The Law of Attraction. So whatever you say is what you'll make, is what you'll draw to yourself. And that's what we do on the medicine roll ceremonies. And we've always done this in our traditional ways of doing these ceremonies, earthing ceremonies, purification ceremonies. All ceremonies is doing that, but purifying the elements. We give offerings to the earth, and we give offerings to the fire, and the water, and then the wind.
Yeah.
We purify it with our thoughts. If there's any negativity in there, we erase it and clean it out like you would purify anything with our thoughts. And so we purify the water. Like Dr. Emoto's messages show, we could do things to the water with our thoughts because water holds consciousness. And so now it showed water holds consciousness. And my message to Dr. Emoto was, well, could you bring a message also saying that the rest of the elements, considering that they hold information too, and bring this awareness so all of humanity could understand why the earth, wind, fire, and water is very important, and for why our emotions and thoughts, if we put those into the earth, it would be there, and it would keep recurring and reoccurring and reoccurring. So until we stop warring and fighting, that war will keep happening there until we replay itself, until we purify it, that place with our thoughts and our ceremonies, and clean it up.
Well, personally, I don't like being used a guinea pig or an instrument of others that are attempting to control my life or to disempower me and discredit me of who I truly am as a light being.
Right. And those messages have came through spoken truth. As nations unite within the souls we walk, that we came here individually to reform our ways on Mother Earth, underneath the traditions and the protocols of how thoughts and emotions work to find peace within ourselves. And that's why we came here, to follow our own hearts and follow no one except our heart. But underneath how the Earth energies work, underneath the traditions of the groups that the social society groups work, is with those, and then they have perfect harmony. And whatever a person dreams is following their heart's messages and their gifts as they came to the Earth, and they will follow those ways, and then there will be perfect peace. If there's a person that comes in with plant medicines, two or three of them, they have different ways of doing it, they follow their own hearts. But what they have now is gifts to share their wisdom with others who can share their gifts with them, and it's called assistance and sharing and bartering and taking care of each other in perfect harmony. And then that's how peace works, and that's how it has always been in the beginning, and we're going to go back towards that, is the messages and the dreams and the prophecies. But the message is, how will humanity take this into consideration to believe in this? Well, the messages are that the sun's vibration is so powerful now that the people who are out of order and don't believe what I just mentioned and what others have said for a while, they'll feel like they're jumping out of their skins and they'll go insane and go into chaos. So there's been some dreams and messages that have just came now, and as Spirit sent a message saying, from White Eagle, saying that there's going to be chaotic times coming in the spring, this coming spring, and into summer. The maniac. People will turn into maniac-type people. So we're going to see a lot of people go into chaos in the cities and the communities and their households, and we're going to see a big epidemic spread around the Earth. And that's an awareness to say, don't go into fear, but no, Mother Earth has said that she has said she shares the water freely, she gives the food freely, she gives all things freely for us to live and subside, subsist with those things for our lives, and they're there waiting for us. When we come into peace and come out of fear, those of us who come out of fear will now begin to understand what we'll need to do with the food and the water and the soil and the oxygen is purifying it, and bring a great message that this is how it has always been, and those controlling us, they don't have a chance and a choice, because everything is going to be cleaned and cleared. It's only going to be peace that's going to come to the earth, and anyone who goes against that leaves the earth early.
Yes, you know, and Mother Teresa was very big on that, bless her heart. You know, she was invited to come to a peace demonstration, and and she declined to go to this peace demonstration. And they asked her why, and she says, when you be peace, you don't have to demonstrate.
Right.
Now, she says, if you're into that, I'll be there to support you.
That's so very important to take into consideration for our people that are fighting for their land for peace. I don't think so. They're fighting, so the fighting is the energy that will allow their hearts to have peace. That causes illness and sickness that now spreads into the family, their children. They have anger and hatred. They fall into drugs and alcohol and other
mm-hmm.
forms of things that's not good. And so understanding how this works now, if the people don't see that or consider how that works, it's like fighting over nuclear problems, nuclear waste, like the, some of the tribes are doing and bringing awareness. But they're fighting over that. You look at those leaders, they've caused themselves illnesses and sicknesses and viruses, and they're leaving early. And that means all of the indigenous nation peoples of the past, they fought to protect something, not understanding what Mother Teresa said. And when we do things like that, we'd have a long life to present peace and love and harmony. And that's the power that we're moving into now. And those who think like that, we will reinstate the earth into purity with the creation songs and the creation ceremonies that the indigenous nations have in their power or in their possession now. And many of them don't realize that. Or if they do realize it, they're not using it yet.
Yes, yes. And it'd be interesting to see what it's going to take to really break through this barrier. Because, I mean, you know, I even see this with my own people. Even when I was a little girl, and then as I got older, you know, I watched my own people sit around and blame the white man for all their woes. And, you know, and this is just the way I feel, and I feel very passionately about this, is that I had zero tolerance for it. Even as young as I was, I actually understood that we are in charge of our lives. We are the ones that can make a difference. Why do we continuously want to blame external forces outside of ourselves when we have the power right now to do it? To make a huge difference. You know, and I'm like you. I was brought up in a culture, and I dived. I used to go to work, get home around 6 o'clock, and then I had a home right on the beach, and I would actually go diving and catch my dinner for the evening. But I always gave an offering and thanked the earth for my catch, and I only took what was required for my dinner. And we've lost that.
Well, we're beginning to remember now because of people like yourself and many others, and because of the messages of the Anastasis, and the Anastasis are still here. That's the indigenous nations. So there's been messages that talks about that, and what you're saying is no more, no less, that everything is there that we need, and the food will grow 24/7 now in the future. Because of the polar caps melting, there will be a pristine climate. A lot of moisture and mist, everything will become green after
mm-hmm.
the earth shifts and cleans all of the polluted areas up that are full of anger, hatred, jealousy, pain, and sorrow is not going to be needed here, because those areas are usually in development and they have holes in the earth. There's materialistic views and values that control the other nations and won't let the people come into peace. They will be destroyed. So it's like the volcanoes, like the super volcano in Yellowstone. The scientists say, well, this has always happened for 70 and 80 and 100,000 years. Well, if we reflect back and look at those civilizations have been covered up, because what they were doing is what we're doing now. And what's going to happen to those other nations that don't come into peace, or groups or cities or towns around the world, they will be covered up with the elements of those volcanoes, tornadoes, and fires, while the rest of us who clean our minds and our hearts and have no fear, we will be protected because of the energy and the power that we reinstate back into the earth and fix those electrical magnetic energy grids and our hearts and our minds of loving each other and honoring each other for our dreams and visions and our gifts that we came to the earth. We will inherit the earth with our children, and the other ones who teach what they're teaching now that doesn't serve a purpose than the illusions that they're in, they will curse their children, and their children will leave with them. But our children that are with us on the other side, there's only two choices. There's a land of chaos or a land of peace and harmony. And that's where we're headed. So that's why the message is, say, have no fear, have faith. Many people are leaving their job markets that's got them in slavery, and they're finding a place. And the secret says, whatever you want will be given to you, because there's more than enough to go around for everyone. Put your thoughts on the horizon. What you want is what will be given to you. And the message has always been, through all the texts of the world, ask and you shall receive.
And seek and you will find.
That's it.
On that note, I'm going to I'm going to have you go on a break for 3 minutes, and I'm going to speak with the listeners, if we may, and then we'll see you back in 3 minutes.
Okay. Sounds great.
Thank you, Blue Thunder.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. You are the power, the intelligence of you, your worlds, and activities. Make it this day that you claim that power. And welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, May Leilani, and our guest today is Blue Thunder, the wisdom keeper of the Shoshone tribe, sharing with us today the prophecies of truth, wisdom, and knowledge. We ask that each of you, if you would like to speak with Blue Thunder today, today is the day. Ask yourselves, how may I serve not only myself, but humanity as a whole? But most importantly, how do we serve Mother Earth that has given to each of us so selflessly, to each and all? And I also, before I invite Blue Thunder back onto the show, I'd like to make an announcement that Myrna Lou on March the 6th will be joining us. And she has asked that you scan your dominant hand, email it to her at hmg@PRIVictoryATEI.com. And when you get ready to do that, please make sure that you put the show name, your full name, and your birthday, and don't forget the year that you were born. Now, she has also asked me to announce to all our listeners that it's important as well that if she's given you a reading in the past year, to go ahead and scan your palm again, because she is finding that there are many changes going on in humanity's hands at this time. New pathways have been opening up for each of us. I am just thrilled to have Myrna Lou with us again. She is one of the best palm readers I have ever come across. She does the ancient way of palm reading, and she is phenomenal. So once again, that email address is hmg@PRIVictoryATEI.com. And don't forget to put the show's name, your full name, and your birthday. On that note, I would like to take this opportunity to welcome our guest again, Blue Thunder. Are you with me, Blue Thunder?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And matter of fact, before we get any further, we actually have a caller.
All right.
All right. So, may I welcome our caller onto the show?
Hi, Leilani. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. And can you share with all our listeners today where you're calling from?
Well, I'm calling from North Dakota. And,
wow.
Yeah. And, again, like I said, by quote-unquote accident, I saw that that your show was on and with Blue Thunder. And at first, I have to thank both of you and applaud both of you for your message, the message that you share. And it just so happens that this subject of fear has been a concentration personally for the last, several weeks. And I've talked about this with other folks trying to grasp, the cause and effect of things and how we move through life with this fear and what it means to obviously having a different definition for different folks.
And let me have you hold your thought for just a moment, if you would.
Sure.
I'd like to ask you a question, Brian, because not only are you a loyal listener of not just this show, but various shows, and representing the listeners around the globe, what are your feelings? What would it take to help our sisters and brothers get beyond that fear and really see what's really happening in our world today?
Well, I, and this is why I called. I think that from the listener's perspective, agreeing with everything that's being stated, the question that comes to mind is, well, what can I do? You know, I'm just a guy. I'm just out here in the middle of nowhere, North Dakota. What can I do? And this is something that I have talked to some people about, and something that I've tried and continue to do. If we accept that all thoughts and reactions come from a source, one of two places, either from love or from fear, just to use terms that make sense to me. Pick one, once a day. Pick one. Did that guy who cut me off, on the freeway, did that reaction come from love or from fear? Did that kid playing in the playground that I laughed at, did that reaction come from love or from fear? Just as a simple exercise, and doing it, once a day, maybe twice a day, just to get into that practice, to recognize what that is, because it just seems that, well, to use a phrase, familiarity, it masks things, it obscures things, so we don't recognize things for what they are. I guess in talking about fear, it just seems like fears of every sort, there are different degrees, they're threads that are twisted into a yarn and then densely and tightly woven into the fabric of our perceptions, and then they become virtually indiscernible from the rest of the fabric, to the point where we don't notice them, or even that we feel we need them. Otherwise our lives wouldn't make sense or be complete.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
very well said, by the way, Brian. Absolutely.
And it's blinding. And I would invite people, if by doing this exercise once a day, once a week, or whatever you choose, it tends to lead you to, to use a phrase, to see the emperor's new clothes, okay, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And so let me ask you this question then, because Blue Thunder and I were talking earlier, and, of course, as a show host, I don't want to create fear. But at the same time, and this would be interesting for you and I, Blue Thunder, to ponder on here for just a moment. Of course, my desire is only to bring truth and the knowledge and the wisdom and to unite our sisters and brothers together in unison. Okay, so, and we were just talking about the movie Secret. So if I'm concerned about when I get on the radio, if I'm going to offend anyone, because I know that my words, I'm very aware of each of my words. Sometimes they don't always necessarily come out, and my brain waves get kind of crosswired or whatever. But my intent is to vibrate each of my words with unconditional love, because I do know that that is the power to bring togetherness. So, do you suppose, as a show host, I would be drawing to and insulting the intelligence of the listeners of concerning myself with fear or insulting? Because I think sometimes, even for myself, I've caught myself being insulted just because. And I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute, that's a human part of myself. I'm not stepping up to a higher level because I don't truly believe that we intend to do that. Am I making sense with you as well?
Yes, and I think that actually, I think that you actually just answered your own question. I just mean that in order to be affected by fear, we have to be in that game. So it's up to each one of us individually to accept or deny.
Yes.
And I'm not suggesting that a person can, you know, wave their magic wand and be rid of fear just like that. It's just to recognize it, to notice that it's there. And after you do this a while, perhaps, you know, you'll be able to eventually laugh at the absurdity of it all.
Yes. Let me ask Blue Thunder, what are your thoughts that you would like to add to this conversation?
Well, I think it's very important for people to, when they're thinking about this fear factor thing, why they're into fear and they can't get out of it, and understanding how they can is realizing that letting the seven generations of the anger and hatred and jealousy and the ego that is causing jealousy or things towards each other is not a true way of thinking and walking in peace and having unconditional peace. Having unconditional peace, we begin to realize why love is important. If we don't have love, we can't have peace. If we don't have peace, we can't have love. If we don't have love and peace, we can't have harmony. And so through that, we won't make it into the golden age. So remembering for seven generations back is to clear our fathers, mothers, 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 fathers, all the way back, grandfathers for seven generations, and heal our emotions from age 1 to 12 in this lifetime that we're in now, and to let that go and to get our little spirit of love back, of the male or the female when they were hurt, is to gather that back and to go back and forgive their parents what they did to them or their uncles or someone who perpetrated and abused them in any form or manner, and to let it go and to bless them. When they bless that person, that now takes off the seven generational curse that was put on the children that are now adults. And when they do that, they clear their family bloodline, and they will now come out of fear and come into peace and find true love within their hearts to follow the gift that they were sent here by the Creator to bring peace upon the earth at this time through their dreams and visions that they're getting now, those who are recognizing why they're here on the earth and what their purpose is.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Brian, as a perspective of the listeners of this show. Gosh, I just lost my thought. Oh, my goodness. I'm amazed. Are you still with me, Brian?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And thank you, Blue Thunder, because those were some very powerful words. And you know, it's really interesting because a lot of the listeners actually know I teach classes. And one of the concepts that I teach during my class is that war, greed, jealousy and envy only create hurt, harm, and endangerment, not only to themselves as individuals, but to each one of us. It's like the Ho'oponopono of the Kahuna ways, is that thou heal themselves. So, Brian, on the listener's perspective, do you feel that we are all gathering together as a nation?
Well, I think yes. I've seen lots of examples of that. There's a swelling, if you will, of interest, of questioning, of you know, no longer just following blindly. It seems that and I'm personally a big fan of questions. Answers are great, but give me more questions and I'm much happier. And I think that a lot of people that I've talked to, of course, I've come into new friendships and new relationships in the last 12 months that I would have never ever, you know, thought I would found myself in this situation. But yeah, I do believe that is the case. But I think that people are hesitant. They're hesitant to live their own truth, to stand in their own light, as it were, about what they truly feel, that they're still being spoon-fed and reacting to that instead of using their own discernment to choose without fear or to recognize the fear that's there and to still choose according to what's in their heart.
Yes. Well said. And you know, it's amazing. One of my greatest joys since I have been a radio host is because a lot of you have been with me for quite some time. And I've had the joy to watch each of you just grow leaps and bounds in wisdom and knowledge. And you're a prime example of that. I mean, I'm just in awe over how you have just bursted forth.
You think you are. I don't know who I am anymore. It's just been, the last 12 months have been the biggest roller coaster of my life. They just really have.
Yes. And is there any words that you would like to leave with Blue Thunder before we say goodbye to you?
Well, yes. I just want to say thank you. I just... as many different corners, as many different perspectives on what is taking place and how people can release themselves and how they can allow themselves the benefit of what's taking place. I actually had a question for Blue Thunder if I could.
Absolutely. Feel free.
Okay. I, as I said, I'm in North Dakota, and I had heard some time ago that there were, with the evolution of the grid lines, with the energy fluctuations, that there would be, as a result, some vortex type of energies developing in up here in my neck of the woods. And I was just, I was wondering if you knew anything about that, where where they would concentrate, any information on that?
Yes, you know, we did work up there in North Dakota in the past, and up in those areas, wherever there's holes dug into the earth is where the energy is going to come bombarding out of the earth, and it's erratic, and that's the lightning and the thunder and whirlwinds, tornadoes, and that action. This is the energy, and the energy lines are waving because they've been cut, those spirals have been cut loose of the surface, so they're going to be wherever there's development. And whoever's in those areas, the messages are, whoever lives in their homeland, what they can do if they consider how this energy works and learn about it is, the best thing that they can do is to stay in peace and remember how the tribal nations have their songs and creation ceremonies, and ask them to come forward and teach how the earth works and to heal those holes in the earth that's leaking Mother Earth's bleeding heart energy, which is your energy, and it leaks out of those holes, like I mentioned earlier. If you leave the door open on the door, the battery will drain the energy. And so that's the energy that keeps leaking out, and the lightning and the thunder is striking there to fix it. What we can do is fill that hole like you would fill a bullet hole in your arm. If you went to war and were told to stay in peace, and we didn't, we'd destroy ourselves and we'd fall apart. What we would do is fill that hole with a Band-Aid. Well, what do we do to the earth? Whether it's been cut, like you would cut the arm with a knife, we'd have to fill that cut or the hole and do the same thing to the earth. And that's using and sealing that with our thoughts and giving offerings, because our thoughts is alchemy, and then go over there and clear that war or fighting or the development that took place and asked the elements to become into peace, because they went into trauma because they hold consciousness and they have a purpose here, because they came here like we did to enjoy us with their family. So we stole and took the rocks that were related to each other from each other, and they were crying for each other when they left. But our people don't believe like that anymore. And when we feel those places and fix that relationship, it's the same way if someone stole their family from us and took our children and kidnapped them, we'd go into war and fighting and sadness or sorrow or whatever it may be in those war emotions. And that's how the earth feels. And we understand how that works, we go back there and fix that relationship. And then that teaches us to respect all of nature, everything that is on the planet, and then we have total peace and harmony, and then that love is reinstated. And then we don't have the bad environmental things that's going to take place in the future that the prophecies say will take place in the last days.
Yes. Yes. Bravo. Thank you.
So we hope we have served you well, and Brian, and we want to truly thank you for honoring us with your presence today.
Oh, yes, my pleasure.
Thank you for asking that question. That was a great question, and you know, I don't know if you probably have any other questions, but questions and answers always bring more questions, and the messages say, ask your own heart and find the wisdom within you. Follow your own heart. That means follow yourself, go into your heart, and ask what the message is. Clear your mind of rationalizing. Ask your heart and listen for the first words that come to your head. That's your answer.
Exactly.
Follow that and practice it and recognize what is true and what isn't and what is the illusionary world is becoming angered and hateful and pissed off. If you went next door, you caused something to happen there that wasn't supposed to happen. Maybe somebody jumped in the car and got mad and got drunk, and now they wrecked because you went over there and got them upset, or I did, or someone else. So understanding how that works now, that's an illusion. And you can imagine all the illusions we're causing to our families and relations and our friends around the circle of our, where we revolve in. And that's very important, I believe.
Yes.
And thank you again, there, Brian, for calling.
Oh, you bet. Thank you, Blue Thunder, and thank you, Leilani.
Be well, Brian. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. One of the things that I would like to share with our listeners today is that the elders need our help. These tribes come together in unison to assist Mother Earth in healing, as Blue Thunder has shared with each of you, to heal her bleeding heart. And I can really, really feel that. And we ask that you give a little of yourselves to the cause of helping Mother Earth. If you ask yourselves, how may I help? How may I serve Mother Earth that has given to us for many, many lifetimes? Blue Thunder and the elders could really help with your financial support. Now, Blue Thunder, may I ask you to share with our listeners today your websites and where, if they are led to support the elders in the work you're doing, where can they make these donations?
Okay, I have a website called TetonRainbows.com. That's one word, Teton Rainbows. It starts with a T as in Tom, like the Grand Teton Peaks in Wyoming. So TetonRainbows.com is my website. When they go there, if they'd like to donate some funds, I'm working with my other organization called Visions Life Force Foundation, and Teton Rainbows talks about the ceremonies, the history of what we've done, but the Visions Life Force Foundation is on my homepage, and that's where the nonprofit number is, and the information's there that they could donate monies and funds that we're preparing to do more ceremonies with these earth healing ceremonies that we did to eliminate the energy of the volcano in Yellowstone. The energy's still there. I mean, it's always going to be there, but we calmed it down. And what we're doing now is doing these other ceremonies to fix the environment, like I mentioned to this talk on the radio broadcast here, that we're doing some more ceremonies coming soon again. That means April 1st of 2007 this year and May 16th. So we need some funds. On April 1st is Mount Shasta area. There's a sacred place. There are two places, Lake Shastina and Castle Lake, doing some ceremonies and calling the indigenous nations together. But it's hard for them to come because they don't have monies to get there. And the drums is the vibration and the energy with the songs and the tones and the voices of our ancient songs that hear the sacred sites and put that lexical magnetic energy back into place, and our indigenous nations don't have the funds and the monies, especially those who are doing the ceremonies. They don't have a lot of jobs on those reservations or those groups, so we need lots of funds to get the groups to come, because they're the ones that hold the energy of their songs to heal those sites. And so we need lots of help from people who could do this donations for us. And whenever we're going to become rich, it's just that those people out there that want to help could give something back. So if they've taken from the earth and they become so powerfully rich, they can't take it with them. Well, why don't they go ahead and turn something back towards protecting the earth? And they'll really feel good in their hearts, because they will be blessed, because the Great Spirit is watching. And this energy force is real, what we're working with. And that's who we ask. TetonRainbows.com, and look under Visions Life Force Foundation, and there's a number there, and the information is there for funds or donations.
Excellent. And these monies will be used to get the elders there, along with helping to feed the elders and to give them a place to rest at and so forth. So I just wanted you to really understand that. And Blue Thunder has done an excellent job on spelling everything out where these funds will be allocated. And we'd love to have you join us in Mount Shasta and all the ceremonies, because our goal is to bring all peoples together, that we work together as a collective consciousness. Thank you, Blue Thunder, for that. And if any of you should have any questions about the donations or how you may be able to help, because believe me, I mean, you've heard me say this before, $5 becomes 10 and 10 becomes 15. Always remember this. And it's amazing. It doesn't take a whole lot to make a huge, huge impact for all of us collectively. And I really want to thank you, and I really honor you, Blue Thunder, and all the elders and all the nations that have joined together to make this possible. That brings me to a very important question for you is, if all of you, that you yourself and the other elders and all the others that have come together to do these sacred ceremonies, let's just say if that didn't happen, what would be the effects if we chose not to help Mother Earth?
Well, at this time, we're not sharing our wisdom or wealth or knowledge and wisdom to help heal the environments, which will be the life force that protects us in the end days. And those ones who choose not to help do service or bring great clarity of sharing all things, those ones will show who they are. And the energies that are set in motion is, if we judge or be greedy or come into a place in time, is how the energy works, is the energy already knows who we are because of our thinking thoughts is vibration. And the energy that's out there, it will just automatically fall upon them, and that causes things to happen in negative or positive ways. And so understanding this with helping friend or help us is not trying to strong-arm anyone or try to convince them that something bad is going to happen to them. It's not that. It's that getting the elders there is helping our nations come into peace so that they take the rightful stewardship of taking care of the earth, which they always have been, and they begin to remember. And now they're coming, practicing their ceremonies. And then it's also for the other nations, too, the white, black, and yellow, and brown nations, which is Aborigines, that if there are some groups there that can come, too, because if they have sacred sounds with their crystal bowls or harps or other kinds of sound, and they're very important vibrational peoples, that's those funds are for them also. It's not for the indigenous nations, but for me, I'm promoting the indigenous nations because they hold the fail-safe key to peace on the earth. And not only that, they still hold the covenant to the sacred sites of the homelands where they live, even though they can't use them because of what's happened. So now this is the awareness of why it's so important for those out there that can help us in the environmental organizations or groups or private enterprises or corporations who want to help back. Now is the time of tax write-offs. And with my organization, it's about visions, life force, and that means our dreams. And the life force is the energy we're reinstating back. So we're actually healing the environment and many have heard about Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. Well, it talks about what to do, cut back on this and that. Well, what we're doing is we're fixing those things as those things are being torn apart, because every day they're developing and developing and developing in our sacred sites, and they're not stopping yet. But with bringing awareness and education and having people out there that can fund myself, is not just myself, the funds that come to me, I give to others to help bring more awareness for elders to travel here and there and do talks and everything else like that too. So that's why we ask those people out there that can help, please have an open heart and a mind. Help us. We need your help. But
yeah.
We'll do it with them or without them. We'll do it at a slow pace, like the turtle moves slowly, I was told.
I hear you.
But we will get it done one way or another.
It's so I had to laugh because I was getting a visual on that, you know, with the turtle moving slowly. But, you know, it's really interesting because I, for myself, have really noticed I've been extremely aware of how quickly things manifest.
And,
I mean,
you know,
in the blink of an eye.
Right, and if people can't donate funds, what I would ask them to consider doing is sit and meditate 3 times a day when the golden light comes up in the morning and send some prayers for us so that we gather millions and millions of dollars to bring a great awareness to the earth, to send some funds so that we could gather these. If they want to help do something, they don't have money and they can't help or they can't afford to put money in, please put your thoughts and your prayers in, because that makes it come into being. And so if we got 1,000 people out there and 1,000 people do that, boom, then the finances will come in from someone to help us generate this information and this new education that is needed so badly for humanity to not have fear and know that everything is fine and all we got to do is hold on, because the shift is coming, and stay in peace and know that we'll be taken care of, because Mother Earth will respond to us and take care of us, because she's our mother. She doesn't want to hurt us. She loves us so much.
Yes, yes. I will definitely ditto that big time. And, you know, it's what's really interesting as well, Blue Thunder, you know, I was thinking about the movie The Da Vinci Code. And inside The Da Vinci Code, it really did a great job. There's a documentary on the Da Vinci Code, and they were actually showed how certain sites were built on the ley lines, and if they connected all the dots of where these particular buildings were built, created a Star of David, and how it vibrated and held that particular consciousness here on the planet. And, you know, in the olden days, or the ancient days of our times, we as a nation, we would build that way. We built our homes. Everything we did was in sync with the ley lines. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, everything was built in sacred geometry. And a purpose was, why would we build there and why would we want to live there, and how would we affect the sacred energy by sitting on a sacred point? And if we weren't in peace, we would affect the whole Star of David lines you're talking about, because what's on the surface is underneath the earth and up in the universal presence of the cosmos. And what we do here affects way out there and in the center of the hollow earth. And so when we understand this, and then we understand what that means and what it, now is so important. And then when those people came and they built on top of the sacred sites their churches, and they put in their castles, or they ruled on those areas, and they put people into bondage, that energy force now worked with what they thought. It's called like the secret. Whatever we think there's what we get. So we'll control the people in slavery and bondages. And you can imagine what took place on those sacred sites now, and how the people are being controlled and not...
Well, I could name quite a few buildings that are on ley lines that are specifically there to control the masses.
Right. One is in Washington, D.C., and underneath the Iroquois Confederacy of the 13 laws of peace and the wisdom of that, it never fully got to take off with peace, and so many things came in and convoluted that. Now it's being controlled by war and energy, of that's on that sacred site, and those energy lines connect there, And who built on those sacred sites? Washington and other places like that around the world are built on those sacred sites, and they control whose sacred sites? The indigenous nations, not under peace, under war, materialism, and greed. Now
yes.
We've got the rest of the story, part of it anyway. I'm not Paul Harvey, by the way. A man from the Winter Indian Reservation, and they say that I'm pretty windy.
I happen to know who that is. Matter of fact, I get emails all the time, so I know exactly who you're talking about. It's quite interesting. Well, I just am so grateful that I have been asked to be a part of that voice of all nations. What an incredible responsibility that I've been asked to be a part of that, and I take it with such honor and love. You know, if you'd have told me I would be endorsement for all nations and that voice of all nations, I'd have probably laughed and chuckled and said, yeah, right, not and only in my dreams. But, you know, Blue Thunder, I really get what you are doing. I really get and understand the importance of the prophecies. And, you know, we read about it all the time. There's been many books that's come out. We've seen documentaries on TV even, or have gone to different lectures and so forth. But I sometimes question, do we really get the magnitude of the work that is being done? And I don't mean to disrespect or dishonor or insult anybody by saying that. I'd like to ask everyone to put some deep thought into the magnitude, to really feel what that is, what it's all about. And I just cannot say enough to you about really thanking you for when, what was it, a year ago that you contacted me?
Yeah.
And asked me to be that small voice in reaching out to humanity. I'm just, thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome, and it's the prophecy that kind of helped me, and that's what I'm told will help the rest understand. And the indigenous nations have many prophecies like Nostradamus and the Bible and other things that have been written everywhere. They've been written, and so, you know, especially a powerful one is the people of the seventh fire, who is the Anishinaabe, you know, and through the Ojibwe people, that, you know, the thing was said through this prophecy that in these days that the way of the mind that was had been brought to the red, black, yellow, and white nations, and also the brown, which the Aborigine is, that the way of our thinking would bring danger to the whole earth. And then there would be a time that would arise when a new people would emerge from the clouds of those illusions. And we would retrace our steps to find the treasures that had been left off to the side of the trail. And the stories that were lost would begin to return to us and would be in their dreams and visions. And we would begin to remember the original instructions and find our way to the strength of what the circle represents and how the earth put together in circles, and we're all connected through these circles.
Yes. And, you know, it's really interesting. I would say it was about 5 years ago I had gotten really tired and decided I'd go and lay down and take a nap, which was not my norm, is to take a nap during the day. But this particular day I just felt really drained and decided, well, I'll go and take a nap. And what was really interesting is I got up with tears running down my face. And I was actually shown a year prior to the tsunami hitting, you know, the area of where India and all that area there, the first tsunami that hit, I was actually shown that 1 year prior to. And my girlfriend that was staying with me at the time came running, and she, because she had heard me sobbing, and she said to me, she says, what's the matter? And I said, I had this vision, and I proceeded to tell her that I saw this tsunami hitting and thousands of people, you know, crossing over. And I told her how I saw myself standing on the Hawaiian Islands. And then there was this other smaller island that nestled between on the coastline of India and all that particular area. And I said, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. And I remembered that day. I looked up and I said, Father, what am I to do with this? How am I to help? And I understand now. It's amazing how, you know, we get these visions or we hear in our mind, and all of a sudden, and I do believe that that's, I've gotten my answers. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, I had asked, how am I to help make a difference? How do I serve? And here I am today helping to be a part of that voice in supporting you and the other elders of all nations to come together.
Well, I'm so happy that we're communicating, all of us today, like we are, those that are open and the awareness is now with us, and that's the prophecy of the eagle and the condor nations to come together, or coming together like the five fingers of the hand, because this is the time that we begin to remember those original instructions, and now this is the time that the elders, and we would help do this, and so here we are now, and it's a very beautiful time. There's everything is beautiful. There's nothing wrong. What's wrong is we think something's wrong, and we add our energy into that, and that's, if we will stay in those paths of thinking, that's going to take us out of the earthly plane, and we'll have to be reborn again. But those of us who want to enjoy the beauty of the earth, the messages have came that many of us will live to be 200, 300, 400, 500 years old like we did. Once we reinstate this energy and this power of this electrical magnetic energy, how it's going to shift and be is the great spirit's law, and how the earth will shift will be through the universal presence of those planets that are on the spin now, that when this 2012 energy gets here, which is here now, but it will be full force by that time period of 2012.
Well, you know, that's interesting. I got to share this with you. I was chuckling to myself because I was having a conversation with the Masters one day, and they told me that I'd be on this planet until to about 300 years. And I chuckled to him, and I said, well, does that come with the wrinkles as well? And, of course, some of the masters that I communicate with just looked at me when I said that. But I do know that our aging process is reversing as we anchor ourselves into the new order.
Yeah.
Now, what's exciting for me is I've actually seen the new world with the double moons and the ink. There is no words on this planet to share with the listeners today the vividness of the colors that's going to be on this planet.
It's going to be beautiful, and I think what's important for people to understand is, oh, I don't want to be in this kind of body. Well, remember what our mind thinks is what we can do, and it's called alchemy. So we'll shift our body how we want it to look. If it's the body at all, or if it's pure energy, it doesn't make any difference. We will be beautiful like the planet is beautiful, vibrant within colors.
I can feel that. Oh, my goodness. Let's all just take a moment and breathe that in. Breathe in and embrace that, because you're so right, Blue Thunder.
So now with, you know, these prophecies, you know, I'm asking our elders to come out of this energy warp that they're in and move forward into the new time warp that's coming in is the energy that's needed. And so many of the elders that have walked that path of the souls that went back to the store web, they've left. And many of our elders have forgotten that wisdom that they were needed to be to help us. And many won't be able to because they have went past the point where they don't want to help or they are, feel there's hopelessness. So some of the elders are pointing in the wrong directions, and others will remain silent, is what's said.
I'd like for you to repeat that again. There are some elders that feel it is hopeless.
Yes.
I really want people to hear those words.
Right, and some of the elders will point at the others in the wrong direction, and that's prophecy that said that's what happened at this time. And then, you know, like it says, there will be many others that will remain silent because of their fear of not knowing what to do. And some of the elders will be silent because no one has even asked for their wisdom. And that's what we're asking, is go to the elders and ask them for their wisdom and come forward and give the teachings. And if the new people of today will find trust in the way of all things, in the circle, they'll no longer have the selfish voice of the ego, and they can begin to trust their inner voices, following their own hearts. And the wisdom will once again be found in their dreams, in the night and the day, and the sacred fire will be lit within them again.
Yes.
The light-skinned people will be given a choice between two paths, and that's what they're saying, is to choose the right path within the seventh fire and light the eighth fire, which we've already lit, and then the final fire will be brotherhood and sisterhood, which will be nine, which means infinity, and the energy is coming. So we're in the ninth fire now. And if those choose the wrong path, remaining on the path of the mind, then the destruction they brought with them will come back to destroy them, and the people of Earth will experience much suffering and death. And so this is what's happening now because of the illnesses and viruses and sicknesses and war, and this is prophecy. But those of us who don't have any fear and move forward with the new dreams and the visions, like people like myself and others, who are known as the Warriors of the Rainbow Prophecy, we will be bringing the messages and wisdom and asking people to consider, not telling people how to be or what to think, but bringing a great clarity of the wisdom. And that's where we're at.
That we're all equals.
Yes. We're all sharing this is what we're going through. And, you know,
wow. And so the time is upon us now.
Yes. The 13th hour. We passed the 12th. We're going into the 13th. And, you know, it says the day would come that's not far away, and that day that we shall see that we owe our existence to the people of all tribes that maintain their culture and heritage. And who is that? That's the indigenous nations who many people are coming to learn from them, the shaman teachings, the wisdom carriers, and those that have kept their rituals and stories and legends and myths alive. Well, that's them in America. And it will be that knowledge, that health preserve, and we shall once again return to harmony with nature, for Mother Earth and mankind, and we will bring this knowledge and shall find our way and the key to our survival. That's where it lies. So that's the story of the Warriors of the Rainbow and the reason for protecting the culture and the heritage and the knowledge of my ancestors. And all of what we're going through is because of this prophecy, but it's common sense and truth. But these Warriors of the Rainbow, like myself, are many and great, but there would be terrifying mountains of ignorance to conquer. And they would find prejudice and hatred, and they would have to be dedicated and unwavering in their strength and strong of heart. And when they would continue to be like that, they would find the willing hearts and the minds that would follow them on the road of returning Mother Earth to beauty and plenty once more, following their own hearts underneath the traditional ways of doing things. And this is the time. We are the people we've been waiting for eons and eons of time. This is it.
Yes, that is so true.
So we're asking our brothers and sisters out there, please open your hearts and your minds to the awareness. And I say, please, please, please.
You know, it's really interesting because it's like what Brian was saying earlier when he called in, is that I am seeing all over the planet where people are really awakening, and they are getting it. And one of the components I feel like that we still need to kind of help tighten up and pull together is the support, standing side by side each other, instead of us all running around trying to, you know, kind of do our own thing, when we all should just be joining together. As
right.
A nation.
So there's been a message that just came out here on February 3rd from White Eagle, and I'd like to share this with the listeners, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely.
And, I'm going to read this the way it was given so that people could take this into consideration. If they don't know what it means, please send me an email or call me. My phone number is on my website. And so this is to be given to all and it's to be shared. It says, many temptations in life walk hand in hand with each and all of us. Never gain through misdoings to others. Raise the hand of forgiveness and share the beauty that what surrounds us. Many falter along each chosen path. Never judge, for judgment of others reflects upon the window of own doorway. All that we do, understand, for the truth lies within. Many hurts and the pain that is carried within shelter only shadows. Relieve the hurt and the pain begins to dwindle. Teach the warmth and share the love that each and everyone carries within the heart and soul. Mother Earth's bleeding heart carries the hurt and pain that man has done. For each rock that is moved and each hole that is dug leaves the openness of many wounds that never heal. Begin to understand what has to be done. Heal the lands that each and every one of us share, so that many to come will walk the pathways of old and share in the joys that are a gift from Mother Earth's sacred heart. Many forgive, many forget what has been done, but those who carry the pain deep within will walk only through shadows. Release all pains and begin to walk upon the pathway to enlightenment, for forgiveness will always walk the pathways to eternity. And so this is the message: is what can we do is begin to heal our homelands where we live. For those in the cities, many will choose not to, but many will leave the cities also. And the message will come like the tsunami that something's going to happen. And those who get the message, I ask them to consider what they hear and leave. And then return later after this vibration comes in to fix what's wrong there and to take the souls out that have our hopelessness. And those who feel hopelessness will be taken, and that's the rapture. That's what I believe. And these are the messages that have been sent. Those ones will leave, but the other ones will stay. Those who choose to fix their homelands, and because of their children, we persecuted many in the past and not allowed them to be who they are. And then the message says that our children are not our children. They are the sons and daughters of life itself, longing for itself. And they come through us, but are not from us. And though they...
We are coming to the close of this show. Can you believe it?
All right. Well, that's a message that our children, let them follow their own thoughts and their hearts, and let them be who they are, because they came to bring peace.
Before I say goodbye to you, Blue Thunder, please give your website addresses once again for all the listeners.
Okay, my website is TetonRainbows.com. TetonRainbows.com. And I ask you to send me some emails or even give me a call. My numbers are there. And blessing to each and every one of you out there. And again, thank you, Leilani and our brother there with helping this broadcast today, there with BBC.
BBS.
Oh, BBS. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Don't worry. I truly want to thank you for honoring all of us today. It's always an honor to have you, Blue Thunder. And I look forward to future shows with you. And I'm going to see you in Mount Shasta. I'm going to come.
Okay. Thank you for coming and for inviting all nations to come. And I know I'm working there to talk to the tribal nations for the right to go ahead and do a ceremony. So we've got to do the protocol first, and I'm working on that right now and asking the tribal nations to come forward, and that's the protocols. So we're asking others to be patient. Check the website, and we're going to be there on April 1st. I'm sure that the tribes will take into consideration the dream that was shared there. And also, don't forget, on May 16th, there'll be another one on Lake Tahoe, Healing the Water. 6-pointed medicine roll ceremony around the lake, and the 7th point will be in the center of the lake, and the women will be taking the prayers out there from the shore in the boats and then returning back to those 6 places. And we're continuing to do our work under the dreams that have been given. So another man has that dream, and so he asked me to help with the wisdom that has been given to help heal the earth, our emotions for peace, for the harmony that we're looking for.
Thank you. Aho. I want to thank all our listeners of BBS.com for tuning in to the Universal Spiritual Connection, and we want to thank and honor our guest today, Blue Thunder. And be well to all my sisters and brothers out there until we once again reconnect. Have a great day.